From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate is slated to vote this afternoon on the compromise tax cut plan worked out by the president and Republican leaders, a plan that would head off a tax increase for Americans at all income levels. House Democrats are pledging to make changes in the plan, especially to taxes for large estates. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is warning them not to tamper with the package.
I hope that our friends in the House will understand that that's the best way to go forward, simply pass the Senate bill, get it down to a president who supports the understanding.
McConnell says efforts to change the package could scuttle it. At least 38 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack near a mosque in Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon says the blast occurred as Shiite Muslims were gathering in advance of Ashura, a major Shiite holiday.
After some initial confusion about the number of explosions, the Iranian state news agency said the fatalities and large number of wounded came from a single blast. Officials said other terrorists were arrested at the scene. In the past, such attacks in the southeastern province near the border with Pakistan have been carried out by the militant group Jundallah. In July, Jundallah attackers killed dozens and wounded hundreds more outside a mosque. Iran captured and executed a leading member of the group earlier this year. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
President Obama is set to nominate a new leader for the Office of Special Counsel today. NPR's Ari Shapiro says it's the office that looks out for government whistleblowers.
When federal government workers experience discrimination or retaliation, the Office of Special Counsel is supposed to be their recourse, but the office has been adrift for years. The last special counsel, Scott Block, was accused of discriminating and retaliating against his own employees. He was forced out of office and later pleaded guilty to misleading Congress. President Obama was slow to nominate a replacement. Whistleblower groups say the result is that victimized government workers have had nowhere to turn. Today, that begins to change with the nomination of Carolyn Lerner to run the special counsel's office. She founded a law firm in Washington that specializes in employment and civil rights law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The president meets with CEOs at the White House today to urge them to step up efforts to boost employment. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Kathleen Stevens, is urging China to do more to help defuse tensions on the Korean Peninsula by pressuring its ally, North Korea.
We hope that China will work with us to send a clear, unmistakable message to North Korea that they have to demonstrate a seriousness of purpose and end their provocative actions.
Stevens speaking to a meeting of the American Chamber of Commerce in Seoul today, a day when South Korea has been staging its largest ever civil defense and evacuation drill. Sirens have been blaring through the city. Police directed people as school children were hustled into subway stations and drivers stopped their cars, donned gas masks, and went to shelters, all in preparation for any attack from North Korea, similar to its recent shelling of a South Korean island. This is NPR News. A new study estimates that baby boomers will inherit nearly $8.5 trillion. But NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the authors of the study say most families will not get rich on their inheritance.
A decade or two ago, analysts suggested boomers would inherit tens of trillions in a gigantic wealth transfer. That's been whittled down as people live longer, pensions disappear, and health costs rise. Alicia Munell is with the Center for Retirement Research.
Our estimate is that two-thirds of households will probably receive something, but the median amount is about $60,000, which is not really a transformational amount for most families.
And the report, co-authored by MetLife, cautions even that amount is uncertain. Munell would like to see the government encourage boomers to work longer and save more. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Tufts University in Massachusetts is trying a new approach to ease the stress of anxious students studying for final exams. The school is bringing in therapy dogs into residence halls so students can relax a little and play with them. And Tufts official Carrie Ailes says it's working.
It's been a huge success so far, and everybody's having a great time. And you can just tell when the students come into the room and know that there are dogs, their whole face lights up.
Freshman Chloe Wong says she really needs the break from studying.
I hope these puppies make me happy and, you know, give me a nice break between studying.
Oberlin College in Ohio is also using therapy dogs. Oberlin's also scheduling 5-minute dance breaks in the library during exam time. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support.